Darling, stop struggling. You're still too weak to be able to do anything, and those wrist restraints might be, well, vintage. But you know, they are sturdy. They've shown you how to make a solid restraint to hold down the wrigglers back then. I mean, you can keep struggling if you want. It is adorable after all, but there's really no use. No point. You're just wasting your energy on helpless, pointless struggling. When you should be using your energy to focus on me, darling. Now, how is my little patient holding up? Comfy there?
What do you mean, no?
This is the best leather reclining chair in the building. I dug it up from the doctor's basement just for you. Luckily, it was preserved rather well from the lack of use all these years since the asylum shut down. It's in near mint condition since the last time it was used before the place was shut down and abandoned like this. You know, I'm glad I managed to lure you down here after our date. It's much nicer being able to have a secluded place for us to be alone, where I can care for you in peace. A place where you can scream as loudly as you like and no one will come and find you. Besides, we have everything we need here. A comfy place for you to relax. Plenty of sturdy medical equipment that's not in use yet. And isolation from the outside world. A little hideaway. Just for us to have ourselves while you're treated for your conditions by me. Your adorable little nurse, tending to your every need until you fall madly and helplessly in love with me. You're gonna love Stockholm Syndrome once it kicks in. You'll forget all about the hardships because you'll be so deep in love that you can't even think of anything else. And hey, if that doesn't work, I guess I can just brainwash you. I've thought these things through, you know. I have lots of different plans, just in case, darling, because either way, you are going to be all mine forever and ever. You're very sick, you know. Last time you were conscious, or at least drifting in and out of it, you told me you didn't love me. I know we just met, but my feelings are so strong already. The way I held you while you passed out of my arms from the chloroform was so intimate, romantic even. Like a scene in a movie. How you didn't feel anything is clearly an anomaly of sorts. Perhaps it's genetic. Or something worse. Some sort of illness. According to my patient records, you don't just suffer from a lack of romanticism towards me. But you also didn't want physical contact with me. And you were refusing treatment like a bad patient. Very, very naughty of you. Clearly, you can't love anyone if you didn't fall in love with me after our first little meeting. That chloroform should have sparked something. It always did with all my patients that I worked on one-on-one. They always left this place completely hooked on my treatments. And it wasn't just from the opiates, though I can say I'm surprised. I just have this gift as a medical professional. It was my calling after all, and well, because it's obviously not my treatment and care of you.
Clearly, you are very ill.
Now be a dear and sit still as I take your temperature. I need to say how bad this is.
Say ah.
Open wide now while I slide this under your tongue. Hey, stop that.
You better behave. Otherwise,
I might have to resort to using force on you, and you wouldn't like that. Or maybe, my bad little patient, you would. Now sit still and let me place this under your tongue. There.
Don't try and talk during the procedure. You'll mess up the results, and it must be accurate to make a substantial diagnosis of your conditioning. I mean, your condition.
Jeez, you're burning up. Maybe you're starting to get dehydrated from being down here too long. Open wide and take a sip of this water.
Be a good patient now and sip the water.
There you go. That's better. Just relax for a bit. I'll prepare your treatment plan and we can start right away. Now, just relax for a second while I gather the appropriate instruments. What's that, honey? Oh, you're feeling lightheaded, are you? Well, don't worry your pretty little head about a thing, lovely. It's just a little calming, soothing drug I put in your drink. I knew you'd have to drink some water eventually, and well, I always come prepared with a stocked cabinet full of fun little things to give you. You know, the chloroform was just the start. Oh, look how relaxed you're becoming. Letting yourself just slip away slightly. You know, some people say that they find it nice and soothing to have a nice head massage. Would you like a head massage, darling? Shall I massage all your cares and worries away? Will you just relax into that comfortable position you've been left in? Well, here, let me. How's that? Soothing. I thought you'd like it. Yeah, let me just relax you by just gently rubbing your ears. You see, lovely. While you focus and fixate on the gentle rubbing of your ears like this, you can just let your mind relax and let go. Relax and let go. Let the effects of that little thing I put in your drink just take hold of you. While you sink into the blissful state of submission, I'm relaxation, darling. Relax for me. Relax for me. You see, I know you like being taken care of. I know you like having your head rubbed like this. I know you love it when I run my hand across your forehead and behind your ears like this, just gently relaxing your head so easily, so effortlessly. I know it's so soothing to have me, your little nurse, taking care of you so well like this. And it's okay. It's okay. Everything's going to be just fine. You don't need to think about anything else. You don't need to worry about anything else. You don't need to worry about what's being done to you because you just go along with everything I do to you. And because I know best for you, and you and I both know that I know best. Say it, darling. Tell me that I know best. See? Doesn't that just make you feel better already? And I haven't even begun your proper treatment yet. This is just the start of a very fun adventure for us. That's right. Just the start of a little game we can play. Well, I just take care of you like this. And you just relax. Empty your mind and let everything go, because nothing else matters right now. Just you, me, and this quiet, secluded medical facility that we are locked into. And that's so nice. It's almost as if you've forgotten about the restraints. They just don't exist anymore. Of course they still do. Of course you're still shackled to the table. I couldn't let you go that quickly. No. I'd need to make sure that you were well and truly conditioned before I do that. I'm not stupid. But it's still nice that you can take this moment of slight reprieve to relax, sink, drift, and let everything else go as I gently cup your ears. As I gently massage away all thoughts, all cares, all worries, all concerns, everything else but pure relaxation and bliss trickles out of your mind until there's nothing left but me and my words and the gentle ear rubs that you feel. As I hold your head like this, as I caress your head like this, as I'm here just gently caressing your head and you haven't even noticed that I'm just sitting on top of you to get a better hold, a better grip of your head like this, so I can hold you like that and get really close. Do you like that? I know you do. And you find yourself just drifting, just sinking, just falling into my grasp. As my hands caress your head, as the drugs relax your mind, as you've almost forgotten about what we were doing before, as everything else fades away and sinks away and drifts away, as you fall deep down into and just like that, you close your eyes and you let yourself drift, sink, drop, drift, sink, drop, down, down, down so deeply, deeply under my spell, into my grasp, knowing that your treatment is all but just beginning. That's right, my good little patient, sleeping so peacefully. I'm sure you're now ready for the real fun.